Yo, welcome to the show. Gather round, listen close. We got George, Watson, J.A. bringing you the most NFL podcast. It's about to go down. Three amigos ready to run this town.
Let's run this town, boys. Here we go.
It's
the draft recap show. Three rounds done. Awesome. No one gives a fuck about 4, 5, 6, 7. You don't get a future quarterback in the 7th. You get a waste of money.
No, because they got drafted at pick 8, the 4th round quarterbacks.
Yeah, wow. Nah, fuck Brock. He didn't get drafted in the first round. Hey, we got a real Brock in the first round this year.
First time ever.
We are awesome,
back together for another fucking, for the recap. I love it. Shout out to Billy.
Love it, boys. Thanks for having me back.
You're welcome.
Let's get into the show. Fuck it. Sorry.
I just got distracted because I thought a trade just happened, but it didn't. It was a joke trade.
It's the third round.
Someone just said Justin Jefferson got traded, but it was one of those fake
ones. Oh, him jumping out of a window. It's a great meme, that one. I do like that one.
What?
He jumped out of a window.
Justin Jefferson?
Yeah, just jumped. He got JJ McCarthy. So he jumped.
Fair.
We're hating on the white jump. Boys.
That's fair.
We all know the white boys can sling it.
Yeah, well,
white hands.
It's the only position they can hold down in the NFL, and they're still getting taken over.
Hey, we're taking over in the corners. This is our time. This is our time now.
Shout out to Cooper the Gene.
Shout out to Cooper the Gene.
You mean the white name. Jackie Robinson?
He is
to us what Jackie Robinson is to the brothers.
To the brothers?
He's a trailblazer.
he's changing the game. And as Billy said before earlier, and I quote Billy Wilson, I quote him, if he was black, he would have gone in the first round.
He's not wrong.
I did say it.
He was going to deny it for a second.
They can't racially profile against the...
And I turned around straight away and said, yep, probably.
Probably.
He's got T-Rex arms.
If you look at his measurables or his stats that he's put up, he is so quick. If I'm telling you now, if he was a...
And also, his production on the field was outstanding.
Outstanding. If he was a darker pigment, they'd take him in the first round.
I do love how a white DB called Cooper DeJean went, and then the next pick, a black DB called Kool-Aid, went straight up.
Did he go before Kool-Aid?
Why he's called Kool-Aid?
Because he used to drink it as a kid.
No, because his grandma said that he had a smile like the Kool-Aid.
That's
jug.
Right. And he did it. Fairness to him, he had a nice smile.
They put a photo up of it, and actually, you know what?
Shout out to that guy's grandma.
Yeah.
That's a great nickname. That's a horsey level nickname. That is the best nickname giver in the history of sport.
Can I just throw something in? You know what I'm really sick of?
Whatever you want to be.
Listening to like mainstream media here talk about the NFL.
No, oh, I've actually, you want to hear a fucking gripe?
Hang on, because I was at Bunnings. I was in the car.
Here we go.
I was driving out, and it was SEN.
Oh, so it was JJ talking shit.
Yeah,
Josh Jenkins. Yeah,
and they're going.
Shout out JJ.
Sorry, no, it was 3AW. It was 3AW, and they're going, oh, we've got the draft on them. We know the Americans love their names. We got Michael Penix. Penix. He said Penix. He's like, that's with an X, like referring to being like penis. Penis. I was like, these guys are fucking off their head.
It's Michael Penix Jr. It's really
They went on to stuff up like 4 or 5 names. I'm like, these guys are outraged. I had to turn it off. I couldn't listen to it.
What really shits me, because like the NFL Australia is now trying to like pick up its thing. They're opening up an academy up in Queensland, which is cool. And Jordan Mailata.
Who are they going to play?
They'll do tours to America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, because I was going to say they will torch every team by 100 points.
But even,
I don't think
even
they
still.
Would. I don't like. I think if they were to play like a Rangers or a Crusaders or a Ravens, you got to remember they're like 15 to 18 year old kids.
12 to 18 is
their
age.
Yeah, like, are you telling me like 18 year old? Yes, they might be a bit more talented, but I don't think they're talented.
Size-wise?
If we played an American high school team that was really good, yeah, they'd probably torch us because they grow up playing it. But I don't think an Australian under-18s team
but
would beat a senior man.
Is it going to be
unless it's Bendigo?
Is it going to be like
shout out to Bendigo?
I actually didn't mean that nastily, but they would torch Bendigo.
Is it going to be like the NFL Academy in London, where they've got guys from all around the world going?
No, I think it's just Australia.
It's to keep Australians in Australia.
Declan will stay in Australia.
It might end up becoming like NFL New Zealand, like AU New Zealand, like Singapore, Oceania.
But if they get a few talkers from New Zealand, I'm telling you, yeah, they're stuffed.
Fun story, New Zealand are actually really shit at gridiron.
Well,
they can't play offensive and defensive line. Because they hit the fuck out of you, but they're not like technically
they
sound.
Don't, yeah, they
so
don't
they need good coaching. But yeah. You know what? Australia doesn't have.
But they're fast
enough,
and strong.
Enough good coaches.
And every running back is good when you play New Zealand. Because yeah. They're all rugby players. Yeah, rugby they're just players, yeah. Animals.
Just run away from you and run through you.
So anyway, it's interesting though. That's what shit me though, my gripe. All these, there's these young guys. They're called Shep, mate. They got famous for basically... Yeah. They what are they called? They dub over.
They were dubbing commentary.
Famous commentary.
It's like a pantomime. They were lip syncing.
Lip syncing famous commentary, and it's fun. Like they do a good job of it. They were at the draft for NFL Australia, and I'm like, and now they're starting to like do some NFL content. And
did you see what they did for the F1?
They're fucking. They've got no idea what they're talking. Like they might be great kids. And I'm going to send them a message and try and get them on the show because they might be great kids. Sure. And their platform's amazing and they're very funny. Their clips are hilarious. I'll give them that.
No, their clips are about the footy. The ones I've seen about the footy are good.
Yeah, I just don't want to get to the point where, and like this is probably a little bit of jealousy and a little bit of, you know, a bit of spite as well. NFL Australia, you can't just come in and be like, all right, you've got tons of followers. We're going to get you to talk about the sport.
Yeah, but that's what they're doing.
My point is though, they don't know what they're talking about.
No, so what they need to
do. So they're going to look like idiots.
They need to get guys like yourself on. They need to go, okay, well, let's
not
look,
even
at,
to
let's
be
look
like
at the top rated podcast in Australia.
So many guys.
Get you on. Get the Outback
QB is really smart. He knows what he's talking about.
He knows what he's talking about.
Laurie Horish, who works for ESPN, does like the Sunday night Twitter show. He's fucking terrific.
They need to get those people on to start giving them in. So then they
or
can pick
least
up on
it.
Or
at least if you want them to be the face of it, you need to get people to actually come in and give them information for what they're meant to say.
Yep.
Which is what a lot of industries do. Like what Stephen A. Smith has made a career off, getting information from people behind him and then being a fuckwit on camera so he gets famous. But I know, it just really grinded my gears. I'm like, why are you guys at the draft? Like, what do you know about football? Like
they're trying to just get exposure.
And that's using
their platform for exposure.
And that's where I kind of sat on it afterwards. Publicity. I was like, you know what? No publicity is bad publicity for the NFL. I love the NFL and I want everyone else to love the NFL like I do. So the more publicity they get, they've got a big platform. I get it. It's just like just chill. Just cool it out. Don't now start an NFL podcast. You don't know what you're talking
Your
about.
Your career will go down the drain.
Yeah, just stick to what they do, which is fucking funny. They are funny, funny guys.
They did follow George Russell into the toilets at F1 and filmed it on TikTok as well. So that wasn't great for their publicity.
What? Why? Yeah,
that's what they did. They literally just filmed him, like followed him in.
That's fucking
and
weird.
And like filmed
man.
Over the stall.
That's really
like trying to get a comment from him.
Didn't Dave Portnoy do something like that or get in trouble for that?
He's another fucking moron. I can't stand him.
I like Dave Portnoy.
I fucking love Dave Portnoy.
He's just such a dog. Like, he just doesn't give a fuck.
That's a fucking wanker.
But anyway, we're going to get to the draft.
Shout out Miss Peaches.
Should we talk at Shout out Miss Peaches?
Top four, no surprises.
I want to talk Caleb Williams. Well, me and George want to talk some Caleb Williams. Is there...
You want to talk. I want to sling some hate.
Yeah, I'll start it and then we'll give you the floor. Has there been a more insipid, uninspiring human being? Like... He might be a great player. Like, I believe he's very talented. I understand that.
Zach Wilson.
At least he's out there fucking
clearly,
pumps.
Clearly.
Milt Hunter's now in
Denver. Not his rookie year.
Did you see the video where he went and interrupted Rome?
He's unbearable.
And they were like...
Unfucking bearable.
They were both just talking over the top of each other. And they're like, let's do it. And then Caleb's doing his own thing. And Rome's like, yeah, pass me the ball. Like, it was so awkward to watch. I was like...
I am already sick of Caleb Williams. And I heard him speak four times. Same. Like. I hope you said today, George, I hope this guy's fucking good with the way he's carrying
on. He'd fucking
want
to be.
He would want to be very talented.
The level of carry on from someone who has not played a single fucking snap in the NFL is just unbelievable at the moment.
And he'll get fanned out real quick in the NFL.
All I can tell you, I know I haven't played in the NFL, but I've played a lot of football games. And I can tell you, when you are in a huddle, if an insipid quarterback comes in
and
tries to take control of the huddle... You were just like, nah, bro. Like, I'm not buying this shit. I'm not buying this shit.
Exactly.
I'm telling you, when he walks into those offensive linemen, and if he behaves like that, one of them is going to be like, "Yo, dude, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Call the play. Let's go."
If I was a quarterback going into the NFL, I'd be walking straight up to my lineman and going, "Right, let's go.
Where are we going for dinner?
I'm taking you out for dinner. I'm buying
number
this.
One pick."
Like, you are treating them because
he's
you go,
so
hey,
happy with himself.
I need you guys to have my back. We need to be a unit. And I think he's going to walk in there thinking he's better than everyone else.
Yeah.
You're going to
get
a 10-year vet there going, fuck you. Who are you to come
What do you reckon
here?
Happens the first day when they make him carry the pads?
Yeah,
he'll cry.
He'll cry.
I'm telling you now, if I'm an NFL team and I'm seeing the number one overall pick, put silver nail polish on for the draft, God. I'm automatically going, nah.
You wait. I don't know who they play the first game, but you wait for those defensive linemen.
I'm calling the Chargers.
100%.
They're not only going to come after him physically. They are going to be absolutely like, I'm a linebacker coming down over the center before the snap, just being like, "You're a little bitch."
Could you imagine
Ray Lewis would murder him? Ray Lewis would snap his fucking neck.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. No, Ray Lewis didn't. He just hid some shit.
This is my issue.
He was just being a bro, man. That's okay. Bro support bros.
I'd be calling the Chargers and going, "Right, you got the number one pick. We're taking Herbert."
Herbie. Well, apparently that happened, but who knows? But I don't know. I don't think the Chargers trading, they had like four teams
asking. This is my issue with Caleb Williams.
Talk to me, George. Okay.
So anybody that knows anything about football that has seen even, you know, 5 seconds of tape will be able to tell you that the kid's got talent, the kid can play. Like, no one's arguing that.
Right? 100%,
like
100%.
Anyone that's arguing that is a fucking moron. Like, the kid can play. That's fine. But all this other bullshit that's going on around, paint your nails pink, paint your nails silver.
It's
so real zesty. Fucking annoying.
He was at the basketball. He looked real zesty.
Super zesty.
It's a branding act. And that's what shits me.
That's what I was going to say. The issue with what he's doing is that it's doing nothing to help his team. At the end of the day, football is a team sport. It's 11 on 11, and you are just one guy. Without those other 10 guys, you cannot succeed.
No. And he's got some talented guys too. Caleb,
do you reckon he's going at it, well, I might not be in the league for too long, so I'm going to make as much fucking money as I can?
If I was the GM, and if I'd had an interview with him, the first question I would have said to him, I would have sat down and said, explain to me when you went to the basketball the other week, or at the college basketball, why'd you paint your nails?
Yeah, why did you do that?
And I said, I didn't have a problem with it. I don't care. I want to know why.
What was your thought process?
Are you doing it? Because I know you do it for games, for a statement, for like good causes, fuck Utah, to like motivate your team. I get that aspect of it because he's doing it in the locker room. I wouldn't do it, but he's got fuck Utah on his nails. He's going around to his other lineman being like, fuck Utah, let's go. I get that aspect. I don't agree with it, but I get it.
Even
that, I would have said to him, I'd be like,
"See, that's where football becomes too complicated. Just play football."
Just fucking play.
My first question would have been, "What are you saying doing that?" Because if you don't have a reason why, because it doesn't look good. You don't look good doing it.
No.
Every player in the NFL is not looking at you going, "Oh, this guy."
No, you look like a fucking fool.
Yeah. This guy. He's a fucking game changer. He's coming in and being feminine. But no one's looking at it like that. They're looking at you like, "This guy looks like a tool." I'd be like, "Why? What are you doing that for? Is it for you?" Because my message would be to him, when you get to Chicago, when we draft you, you cut that fucking shit out. Because the only thing I want you doing is things that benefit.
And if he turns around and says, "No, that's me, I'm who I am," what do you do?
Then he's going to have issues.
Yeah. He's going to have issues, bro.
Do you still draft him?
Yes, because he's that talented.
Okay.
He is that talented. What are you going to do? You could have taken Jaden Daniels.
I think you got to take him, like, I mean, you look at guys like Joe Burrow, went number one overall. That guy, no team would be concerned about him. He is a lock. You look
Holmes
at that guy
was the same.
And you
in
go,
fairness, like Sean Watson was the same.
He is a locker room leader.
Yeah.
That guy is going to inspire this team to be great.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams, all I see is a selfish, self-centered.
He's full of himself.
100%. 100%.
Have you seen the phone call from Ryan Poles when he called him?
No.
It's the most uncomfortable thing I've ever fucking seen in my life.
He's so cringy.
Ryan Poles calls him and he's like, "Hey." It's like, you know it's Ryan Poles. It's on your phone. Like, you know it is. I would have been like, "Hey, Ryan, how are you?
Yeah.
Are you guys drafting me?" But he's like, "Hey." And he's like, and Ryan Poles is a twat too. He's like, "Hey, man, who's this?" And he's like, Caleb starts like kind of giggling. He's like, "You know who it is?" And Ryan Poles is like, they want me to wait 5 minute mark before I can put the card up to draft you. But, you know, I've been waiting a month. And Caleb Williams is like, "You've been waiting 5 months for me, man." I'm just like, oh my God.
Nah.
Stop. Just fucking stop, man.
Yeah. So this is what I was saying before. Like, this.
I'm out.
If you go to Instagram, it'll pop up now because it's just heard us talking.
Go back to what Billy said about Burrow.
It's so cringy.
You draft Burrow and you know that you've got a leader. You know, there's a guy that everyone on the team, whether they like it or not, he's just magnetic. He's got charisma. Yeah. Look, people are like,
and
they
that's all reports.
They want to follow him. Yes. They're like, yeah,
and Mahomes is the same.
Big Dick Joe. He's
Brady. Brady was the same.
Yeah.
All reports were when Brady came into training, everyone started picking on him, and he was just like, "I'm a rookie. Pick on me all you want, boys.
Yeah,
that's what Bledsoe, I was gonna say. I'll carry your pads. I'll do whatever you want, man."
Yep. Instead of coming in, taking his lumps, eating his fucking humble pie, and like working to become a pro athlete, which is what he now is. He's coming in thinking he's too cool for that whole too cool for fucking
zero
school attitude.
Adversity. He's telling you, he would want to be good. Because the only thing that's going to save him is if he's just the best player in the NFL, which he might be. He very well might be. And he's the next kind of Mahomes sort of dude.
You can't beat that locker room cancer.
But if you're that good, you can. Michael Vick killed dogs, went to jail and came back and everyone accepted him.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because he was that good. Like, I'm telling you, but
when he got drafted by Atlanta, he wasn't a dickhead like that.
No, but Philip Rivers is one of the biggest assholes according to everyone in the fucking organizations ever. But everyone loved him at the Chargers because he was good. You reckon if Philip Rivers was shit, he wouldn't have lasted a year.
Yeah, but no chance.
All comes down. If he's good, it won't matter. But he has to be good now.
Just on that, Jalen Johnson literally said a month ago, you just humble yourself coming into the building. You can't bring that Hollywood stuff into the building, especially with guys who have played this game at a high level for consecutive years in the league. What you did in college, the Hollywood, it's like, nah, you got to prove yourself. That stuff doesn't matter.
Yep,
100% agree.
Jalen Johnson's a prime example too. He's like a fourth round pick that now is one of the best corners. Like he was almost cut 2 years ago, and now he's one of the best corners in the NFL. Because he probably went, fuck, I got to work real hard.
I got to work my ass off, yeah.
He's going to get humbled in those first weeks of training camp. Then if he's not, if he still is arrogant self, man, I can't wait for those preseason games.
This is
Baker. Where you got guys fighting for a spot. Yeah. You got guys fighting for roster spots, and they just want to tear your head off and just coming out and dominating him.
Well, I don't reckon he'll play preseason.
You think about Baker Mayfield. Cleveland loved Baker Mayfield.
They'll pay him for half.
Loved him until he struggled.
Yeah.
Everyone loved Baker. Cleveland, he was the everyone loved him of the on fucking every ball. Ads. And then when he started to struggle, he's like, oh, now I'm. No, I'm shocked they're all turning on me. It's like, yeah, because you're a fucking asshole.
You're a fucking idiot.
Now he's grown up. Now at Tampa Bay, he's not as good a player anymore, but his teammates love him. And their reports are, well, he learned how to be a teammate now. He's not about himself. He's in it. Because you know what? He can't be anymore because he's not good enough.
Okay, cool. That's good. Yep. That's good. Because I was going to say, and my hatred for Williams is well documented, so that's fine. But I was going to play devil's advocate and go to the other side of the coin now. Is it just like, do we all need to just calm the fuck down and just remember that he's a 22-year-old kid?
Yes, we do at times.
Do we need to do that?
We have to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Watch this space.
Yeah. These are just the concerns I have for him. And the questions I'd ask him.
Best case scenario. I can't wait till he's a bust. I can't wait.
The best case scenario, he comes out, he gets humbled a little bit, grows up.
And, I will say for Chicago.
Turns into a great player.
I hope he's good. For Chicago, they deserve it. Man.
They've got all the pieces now.
Like, they deserve it. In credit to Ryan Poles, he has put together everything possible. They made a great trade last year to get with the Panthers that paid off big time for them so they could move away from Fields, who at this point's mediocre, reset their rookie deal with a quarterback who's have the number one pick without being the worst team in the NFL. Yep. They've made all the moves. They've built this team. If this team is not successful now, they are fucking cursed.
Can we just tell...
And I'll feel terrible for
them. Can we just tell everybody to calm the fuck down about the Bears locker room, though?
Yeah.
Like, everyone's looking at their wide receiver room going, oh, they're going to be fucking scary. Sure, you got fucking...
DJ Moore's like maybe the 15th best receiver in the NFL.
DJ Moore, who's the other guy
Keenan
they got
Allen's,
from?
Keenan Allen's like 35 and he's like maybe the 40th best receiver in the NFL. Like,
and then they draft a fucking rookie that you don't know.
And they've got DeAndre Swift who decides on any given day if he gives a fuck.
Exactly, but no, that's the thing.
Yeah. As you know, you can't, the Eagles last year.
You can't sit at this table and say you know when you don't know.
Yep.
Because you don't
you
know.
Looked me in the eyes
and said, when said, I know. And you don't fucking...
You don't know. We don't know.
Talk about that.
Shout out Billy B.
There was six QBs taken in this fucking first round. You know the last time that happened? 2021.
Yeah.
Six QBs in the first round was... No, I thought it was like 2015.
Nah, 2021.
Can I point out a stat?
Yes.
Please.
So there's been 23 receivers taking... From 2018, there's been 23 receivers taken in the first round draft. In the first round. Only three of them have been bust. Do you think we...
What's a bust, though? Because, like, I don't think Drake London was worth the 8th overall pick.
I don't know what they classify as a bust. I haven't looked to see.
And I also,
who those
like,
busts
I thought about this stat. He didn't... You notice that stat he didn't put anything in?
Yeah.
I thought of Henry Ruggs straight away. Absolute. Like, it's not his fault, but he's in...
It's not the organization's fault. His fault.
He's in fucking jail now. Rice...
Yep.
Who's also in jail now. He was a late first round pick.
Yep.
Are we calling Jerry Jeudy not a bust when he doesn't make it to his fourth year at a team and gets traded?
Yeah.
That's a fucking bust for me.
Yeah,
but how long do you give somebody to call him a bust?
Because Jerry Jeudy's still a starter in the NFL because people are still holding hope, that makes him not a bust.
He wasn't good last
year. But don't forget.
Exactly. Like I said, I get it. Receivers are safe.
Do we need to look at putting more respect on receivers' name and take him a bit higher in the draft than what we're, say, potentially QB?
I don't think you can now. Like, how many receivers went in the first round? There was 15 offensive picks before we got a defensive guy. There was four receivers taken.
I was going to bring that up too. That was
so if we looked at it, let's move on and go to the... So obviously Jaden Daniels went two. This was probably the biggest risk of what people thought. Everyone was Drake May, Jaden Daniels.
I think Washington have had a very good draft.
They did a good job.
They've taken... They got Luke McCaffrey. They picked him up. Luke Metcalf. Pick 100. So I think
they've also got good receivers already.
They like built up. They got an offensive tackle too.
Yeah, I think they got him in the second round.
They brought that running back in too. They brought Eckler in from.
They've got Eckler. They've got McLaurin. Like they've got a decent offense. I think Jaden Daniels gone to a decent tight end.
Yeah, I think it's a better. I think it's a better spot than Chicago.
Yeah, and Schneider's now gone.
Yeah,
so organization could trend in the right direction.
I'm just saying, I didn't see a lot of the draft yesterday. I got a lot of my coverage from JA posting.
I had some great posts.
Oh, was that JA posting?
Tell me,
I thought that was you. Nah. I was like, whoa, bro.
JA bringing that out.
I was in a room all day.
Hey, shout out to the Package of the P. I think maybe you need to take over.
Tell me they weren't fire. No,
he was very reluctant to do it.
I didn't want to. I told him, I was like, I don't want to.
I was working, so I was getting all my updates from JA.
Why were you so reluctant?
That's literally, I looked at the story. Because
I found it hard to, as you guys know very well by me, I can't just post something. I've got to find a way to be clever about it.
And be funny about it, yes.
Like the first 20 picks, I got there, and then I was like, I've got no energy anymore. I can't deliver. My favourite one was when the Chargers took Joel, and I said, building from the pink.
Hey, can I? Yeah, I had a good chuck. I laughed my head off at that.
Because I know there's 1,000 people that didn't get it. They're like, what?
After trying to do like social media as a bit of a cider,
draining.
Wait, I'm telling you now, people who are like, I hate the word influencers, but people who work a lot of social media and go I'm on the social media content.
Respect it.
I respect that a hell of a lot.
Draining
now,
as fuck.
So much work. Like, so much work.
Yeah.
So, but moving on. Now,
Drake May, 3. No, so, the only thing we thought was that they might trade out, but from all reports, once they saw Drake, they apparently wanted Drake May. Mm-hmm. The only reason they were going to trade out is if Drake May went 2.
Oh, okay.
So then when Jaden Daniels went 2, they took Drake May.
I think it's a good pick. They need a quarterback. I think it's a good pick.
I think, and then I think the from there, no one really, once those three quarterbacks went, because the Chargers and the Cardinals were obviously like, someone's going to trade for those picks. Teams weren't as high on McCarthy, obviously. Yeah. Obviously, with what we know now, because no one was willing to jump up for him, except for, you know, later, a little bit later.
Well, they jumped up one pick.
Yeah, like we would have thought everyone would have tried to scammer up to 4 to grab a quarterback, but they were just like, nah, no stress. So the Cardinals did the smart move, took the best receiver in the draft, maybe the best player in the draft in Marvin Harrison Jr.
I think Joel's the best player in the draft.
I think Joel's going to be a superstar.
So do I. He's going to be the best left tackle in the league in 3 years.
Yes.
I've called it from now.
Agreed. So I don't think anyone's got a problem with Marvin Harrison Jr. Like,
no, that's a good pick for them.
I'd be shocked if this guy doesn't end up being a really, really good number one receiver.
He'll be an all pro.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'd be shocked if he's not. And if he isn't, I certainly won't blame the Cardinals because everyone thinks he's going to be a great player. So
no, he'll be an all pro.
And then we got the 5 to the Chargers. Now, apparently,
this is without a doubt the best pick in the draft.
So the Chargers went Meaden Taters, and they took Joe Alt. Now, I've heard rumors that about 4 teams called about Herbert. Why did I say Joe Herbert?
Joe Herbert.
His name's now Joey Herbert. I don't care what anyone
says.
Shout out. They called about Justin Herbert, and they got straight away. No way.
No, you got to roll with him.
Absolutely no way. And then they took a left tackle now.
Perfect. That's the best pick. That's the best thing they could have done.
It's the smartest thing they could do because even if they get rid of fucking Justin next year or they don't, they want to get rid of him.
Well, they've got that good left tackle already. I always forget his name, but he's a fucking stud. The Chargers left tackle. He was injured last year.
That's okay. Joel can start at right tackle.
Yeah, he was an all pro in his rookie year, their left tackle. I always forget his name.
Brocky's going to tell us in 5 seconds.
But yeah, I think that apparently there was teams calling up to trade and they were just like, nah, you know what? We're just going to take Joe Alt here. It is, and then they asked Harbrow, you know, we thought you might have gone for a weapon there at pick 5.
We all know he builds from the pink.
And, well, he turned around and he said some of us in the NFL aren't media people and we actually believe that left tackles are weapons.
They are fucking weapons.
And I was like,
did he really say that?
Yep.
Shout out.
Some of us who know what we're talking about consider offensive linemen weapons too.
It's because they fucking are.
Because they're 100% they are.
Yep. Spot on.
Mate, if your quarterback doesn't have
I'm loving the new regime.
If your quarterback does not have time,
and now they've got bookend tackles.
Are fucking useless.
They have got bookend tackles now.
Rasheed Slater.
Thank you very much. Slater Jr., I believe, because his dad was also named Slater. Rasheen. That's why it's junior.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how it works. Yeah.
So one will play left tackle, one will play right tackle.
Beautiful.
There's absolutely no qualms about it. They're set on the bookends, and that's what you need for a good quarterback. You'll find receiver, as Billy once did. What did you just say before? 23 receivers have been drafted in the last 3 years in the first round, and two are busts.
Two or three.
According to some...
Let's say four of them are busts. Yeah, everyone's looking at four. It's still a pretty high number.
A very high percentage.
Everyone's looking at Quentin Johnson as possible bust. Who knows that he doesn't just fucking take off next year and catches...
Mate, everyone thought... Exactly. Everyone, including myself, thought CD Lamb was a bust after his rookie year. Because he dropped the ball, he was inconsistent with his route running. It takes time sometimes.
They've got J.K. Dobbins as well. They've got Gus Edwards... They're going to run the fucking Ravens offense.
Yeah.
This is the best pick. They're going to be good. The draft, and I'm going to tell you why.
This is your best pick in the draft? Yep.
Yeah, 100%. Because according to me, I said that.
Well, he's saying it, Billy, so of course it's according to you. Yeah. He's all up in your grill today. It's because I out bench pressed.
After
4 years of not bench pressing, I'm just like, fuck.
Because he tripled my bench press after doing shoulders.
After doing shoulders.
Hey, some people are blessed, some people are George. You know what I mean?
We can't all be big.
I'm not handsome, so I've got to be strong.
As I said, I'm getting a t-shirt. When you're that ugly, you got to be strong.
Exactly. Don't let me hear you talk like that again. You are handsome.
So, well, clearly you need your vision check, bro.
What else? Dick of the kicker for the Chargers as well.
I wouldn't say no.
Well, yeah, but you're very zesty.
You two
are
being... Can I make my point on Joel?
Fuck you. Sexual tension going.
Real fruity over here.
You've already got... You've got a franchise QB. Now, if you watched any Chargers games last year, which I did, because I was real high on them in the preseason, I thought they were gonna boom.
Me too.
And all you saw was poor fucking Juzzy Herbert running for his fucking life.
Yeah. And then got hurt.
Yeah.
Because he got hit so much.
It was a great team fit.
Great player, the best offensive lineman with a great fit. They desperately need offensive linemen.
Yeah,
for a franchise, it's perfect. It was like bang, bang, bang.
In my opinion, he's the best player in the draft.
I think he could be.
On talent.
He's so big, man. Did you see him hugging? Oh. So he's old man. He's a Hall of Famer.
Old man was like 244 pounds and he's like 310 or something. Yeah.
So he hugged his old man. His old man played for the Chiefs like 15 years and is a ring of honor. Superstar, and he hugged him, and he looked.
Can I,
Joel? Old man
can I, Joel?
Looked,
stats, please, Brock.
He looked like a midget.
He's yeah, and man. That's what they said. They go
6'9", 321.
6'9" and 321 pounds.
321.
And they're like, oh yeah,
for two.
His old man was like his old man's playing days. He was 244.
Yeah, and he hugged him, and he
was like a star.
He looked like a child. Yeah. His dad.
So he does look like an 8-year-old baby though.
I'm 6'5" and 250. So he would make me look like a fucking...
So he's bro. He's 40 kilos heavier than...
40 and 4 inches taller.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he's tall. He's taller than you by as much as you're taller than me.
Yeah,
can I just...
So can you imagine? He'd be two heads taller than me. I'd be up... I would be up to his... Like, the top of my eyes would be in his nipples.
Great pick.
That's how huge a human... I'm not a short person. I would be like, oh my God, this guy's a giant.
He's a foot taller than
you. You'd be sucking his dick.
Can I just say, so when I talk, people talk to me about football and I try to give them some relevance because people like to throw around, oh, I could play, you know, da-da-da. And I try to throw around some relevance. All I say is, okay, you got a 350-pound human that's 6'7", running a 40-yard dash quicker than what I can.
Yeah, exactly. That's the scariest part.
And that's when they go, oh, okay. Yeah, so you still think you could play against that?
No. Do you imagine that guy hitting you at full speed?
No.
You would die.
It's
I'd actually like to do it one day just to know. It'd be horrific. I'd die. I'd like to be like, all right.
I'll have the crash test.
Quentin Nelson, I want you to pull and block me.
Yeah.
I'm going to try as hard as I can. I want to know how fucking. I would say, I'm like, I want you to not hold back. Like, try and fucking.
You don't
kill
want that.
Me. I would just want to see. Because you're not going to die. The worst that's going to happen, you'll get knocked.
Look at DeMar fucking Hamlin.
No, what would happen to me is he would pick me up and throw me like fucking 10 metres. You would not die, but I would love to see it.
No. There's a decent chance you could be a pool of liquid on the floor.
That's what's coming out of his arsehole when he shits
Also,
himself.
I'd fucking cut the shit out of him. I'd be like, hey, you can't run without your fucking kneecaps, Quentin.
You'll cut him and go, yeah, I didn't
actually,
know what the fuck I was doing.
I think you would get hurt more if you tried to cut him.
Yeah.
If you tried to cut him at full speed and his body went through you, that is when you could actually really hurt yourself. I would probably just like try and swim him. So then when he got his hands on me, I'd be up high and he'd just kind of throw me.
You'll see, he's just like...
That'd be the safest way. If you tried to lower yourself and brace for it, I'd just try and like speed move him and fail. And
your vertebrae just going...
I think it'd be so fun though. I'd love to see it.
Hey.
All right, Malik Nabers.
That's a, that's a good pick for the Giants.
It's great if the Giants had someone to fucking throw him the ball.
I had him at pick six going to the Giants.
Yeah, he was the best receiver left at this
fantastic
point.
Fantastic receiver. He's going to be a gun.
I said...
The only trouble is all the guy I know is the ball. That's
Danny Dimes is a problem.
The Giants, like, from what I've seen about Malik Nabers, is he's a crisp route runner that gets open within rhythm.
Yep.
And, like, just putting my brain on to what Daniel Jones can do, he is not a rhythm quarterback that throws accurately.
I think they're going to build pieces around Daniel Jones because they know he's not the answer, but they've got to honour his contract because they're paying so fucking much for him.
They have to take it.
So they're going to go, okay, well, there's always new quarterbacks coming through the draft. Let's see how we go. If we don't actually do that well this year, we're going to have a high draft pick. Let's go for a quarterback next year.
Yep. Yeah.
I think that's pretty
I didn't hate it because his guaranteed money runs out at the end of this next season too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So they can cut him for basically nothing.
Which they will.
Yes.
They will. So
or they'll restructure him or something.
It's pointless like to taking a quarterback this draft because I think there'll be better ones coming
through. Well, if you give him some talent around him, right, and then he's really bad still, then at least at the end of this season you can go, hey, mate, we fucking paid you. You've been terrible.
We've got you some talent.
We're cutting you. Like, you don't have a terrible receiver. You know, we've got your two first-round picks at left tackle. We've got you a top 10 receiver. If you can't make it work with this group, like, what
it's
do you
on
want
you.
Us to do?
Yep, that's fair.
That's true. All right, and then they went the Titans, JC, Latham.
They took a tackle, which they should have.
I think, again,
I had him taking Joe Alt, but obviously...
He didn't get there, yeah.
He didn't get there, so they...
I didn't hate this. Tackle. Again, if you're building around Levis, he's going to the second year of his rookie deal. Yep. You only get three more years with him because he was a second-round pick. You don't get that fifth-year option. So they've got to get it. And they took Skronsky last year, who I think will play... He played left guard. You put JC Latham at left tackle. If those two work out,
you've
set up your left side of your line. And that's a big deal.
That's 100%. Fantastic. Yep. Yeah, that's unreal.
And he's... From all reports of JC Latham, he's a pass protector.
Yep.
And when you have a big cannon arm quarterback... What do you need to throw the ball deep?
I'm excited to watch Levis this year.
Yeah, I really enjoyed him last year.
I'm really excited to watch Tennessee this year.
I don't think they'll be good, but I think they'll be fun. I think he will launch the ball.
Did they pick up a running back in the draft, or have they signed a running back now that Henry... Because is Henry gone officially?
I don't know.
The Ravens?
Is that
Beamore? I don't know if they picked one up.
Let's get to the most...
That'll be their only case where they fall down.
Okay, now let's get... And I've got a question. I've got a question from someone who sent this in.
No, they haven't picked up a running back yet.
Our there's only one running back that's gone, isn't there?
Four running backs gone.
Has Blake Corum gone?
It hasn't, to the Chargers.
Blake Corum to the Rams.
To the Rams.
To the Rams, okay. All right, so I've got a question from Aaron Smith, who's a long-time listener, formerly known as Big Junior.
Shout out Junior.
He messaged in his first question, which is relating to this next pick, is what the fuck is wrong with the Falcons? Can I do something before we launch into our upset about this pick?
Yep.
Can I just start with a bit of devil's advocate?
Ooh.
Oh, here we go.
I don't agree with this.
I don't agree with it.
Okay. But I put myself I put myself into the mindset of their GM, right? And here's what I came up with.
He's not gonna have a job next week, by the way.
No, he's the Daniel football. Football. What a fucking idiot. My Instagram post about picking this guy is, it's not this fucking hard.
It's not.
Yes, and they compared it to, oh, well, the Packers took Jordan Love and Aaron Rodgers. They took them late in the first round when there was no other fucking top 10 talent.
I don't understand how you can explain the fact that you've signed Kirk Cousins.
If I was his owner,
what was Kirk Cousins'
contract?
180 million
for 4 years.
Yeah, but they're out of it after two.
That's fine.
I get the theory of it.
But
trust me, if they traded back to 25 and then took him there, which he wasn't gonna make because teams were such a fucking hard on for quarterbacks this draft. Because they're all desperate, which we'll get to soon, because there's one more that's just fucking outrageous going in the first round.
Yeah.
But Penix wasn't even highly rated. He wasn't rated higher than JJ McCarthy. I don't like JJ McCarthy. Yeah, Penix had great success. He got a big arm, all that sort of stuff. Is this a good spot for him? Yeah, he can go and learn behind Kirk Cousins for a year and then, or 2 years, and develop. I don't hate it, but I hate it because I think next year in the draft there's another Michael Penix.
100%.
And the year after, there's another Michael Penix.
Hasn't had the injuries that Michael
Penix
has.
There's a guy like this in every fucking draft.
That's correct.
They've blown that. They could have had the best defensive player. They could have had...
Well, that's who I had them
taking.
Robert Dunze.
They could have got the big left tackle, Fashuano, who's the Jets got. He's an absolute fucking...
Brock Bowers.
Massive unit. Brock Bowers. Or they could have gone a different way too. And they could have got Latu. They could have got Dallas Turner, who was outrageous getting to the 17th pick.
Yeah, that was outrageous.
It was fucking despicable organization work. James, like, that is a terrible GM.
James, the thing that really highlights it is when you hear the guys that are calling the draft and they all just go,
And where have the guys gone? Not because it's for a good pick.
They're like, because it's an upset.
Yeah. Where have the analysts gone? Like Mel Kiper used to come in and just be like, what the fuck was that pick? What idiots?
No, because
And now he's gone away from it. Yeah. They were trying. They're like, oh, well, you know, I guess what they're trying to do. It's bullshit. It is poor organization. It's not this fucking hard.
The guy they had on the fucking coverage, I don't know which coverage it was, they said he messaged fucking Kirk Cousins' manager, and Kirk Cousins didn't know they were drafting a fucking quarterback.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Because the Atlanta thought that he'd be long gone by then. In what fucking world did we think that? Well, actually, from what we've seen, maybe they were. But I can't believe it. They could have taken Brock Bowers and had Brock Bowers and Kyle Pitts run two tight end sets and fucking carve teams up.
Yeah.
Strengthen up their defense.
They have a great offensive line. You tell me that they take Brock Bowers, right? They got a great O-line. They run fucking double tight end with two of the best athletic tight ends in the NFL. And then Bijan, hey, we're going to run it if you set. You know what? If you bring in a couple of D-backs to cover our athletic tight ends, we're going to run it on you. If you stack the box, we're going to pass it now. Titus is going to outrun you guys.
Yeah. What do you got?
They had it set up for them. They could have done anything. Roma Dunze was there.
And you know why that works well? Because you need an accurate QB, which is what Kirk Cousins is.
Kirk Cousins, accurate, great off play action. I don't get it. They only Kyle Pitts, I think, is a good player. I know there's doubts about him. I think he's going to be good this year.
London hasn't
done a lot for him. They don't really have a great receiving group. Why not Roma Dunze?
He's the best receiver on the board. Those three receivers,
everyone was like, they're all superstars. Why not take him and go, all right, now Drake London, you've got no fucking excuse.
You look at all the gradings that the NFL put out on the draft. And horrendous. They put that out and there was an F. A big fat F. And people are going to say,
oh, if he ends up being good, it won't matter. Incorrect. It will matter because the value is the fucking value.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
This will be a disastrous draft pick till the day everyone fucking dies.
Was he even at the draft? Horrendous. Was he there at the draft?
Yeah, he was there.
No, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't even there.
He wasn't even a first round guy.
They only invited like 13 of them.
No, guys, after Will Levis last year, they don't actually, a lot of guys shy away from going to the draft because I think Will Levis was projected first round last year.
Will Levis was projected like one or two last year.
There was rumors he was going to go top three.
And he slipped. Did he slip to the second round? I can't remember.
Yeah, he was first pick of the second.
So that's why guys now, they tend to not, unless you're guaranteed to go top 10, I think they tend to steer away from actually attending the draft, and I'd rather just stay home with
do a draft
family.
Party.
Well,
home,
another question we got was again from Junior was if the Vault Boys had a choice of a first round pick, would you be at the venue with one or two people or at home with a shitload of your mates? I think we all know what I'd do. Definitely at home. We'd be in the fucking garage. We'd be fucking but the problem home. Is they couldn't cut to me because me and Scotty would be fucking out of control.
I think I'm gonna switch up. I'm gonna say I'd go because
you would go and drip up.
I'd drip up, but you can drip up at home. But I'd want to go. You only get drafted once, so if I was guaranteed
to go top 10,
you can
be with your
mates
anyway.
I want that where I'm walking out onto the stage with the commish, taking my photo with my jersey. I want to experience that.
I'd have to be like knowing I'm going.
You have to be a lock. But if I'm a maybe, I'm at home because you know why? The next day you're flying out to your city. So if you're
home strumming.
Yes.
How quickly after you drafted do you strum?
Oh, you need that post-night clarity.
You won't be strumming. You'll have three shorties lined up.
Because you'd be so happy. He's like, oh my God, the Titans just drafted me. Then you get your post-night clarity.
I'm an
like,
NFL player, baby.
Fuck the fucking Titans
just drafted me.
Actually, no. Shout out your boy CD Lamb. Hit the clip of him getting drafted goes viral every year. And it's
no, that's the girl, was that Jerry Judy?
Oh, wait, nah, CD.
Where the girl goes to take his phone.
The girl sitting next to him, he's holding two phones and she grabs one and he looks at her, grabs a phone and be like, don't fucking touch that.
No. The ultimate viral draft is the one that I put in the group chat.
Russell Wilson. Oh, that chick, her mouth could swallow up fucking souls. It's like, oh, why did he break up with her? I'm like, Do I? I can tell just from her mouth.
A picture says a thousand words.
Her top's too teethy.
Yeah, very teethy.
Russell Wilson's not a top before marriage sort of operator.
No, absolutely not. Moving on.
Yeah, very questionable. This
the worst pick of the draft by far. Actually, it's close. It was closer than I thought to be the worst pick.
The only way that this pick can be a good pick is if he somehow turns into Michael Vick. That's the only way.
If he's a superstar, then people will forget about it. But the pick's still always going to be awful.
All the dogs in Atlanta are scared as fuck now. A left-handed quarterback named Michael getting drafted to Atlanta.
If he turns into Michael Vick, lock him up.
If he turns into Michael Vick, the Eagles are going to be very happy in 7 years after his short stint in jail.
Moving on.
Declare bankruptcy.
Roman Dunze, we talked about him before. I think the Bears nailed it. They went Caleb Williams, and then they still got one of the, like, they might, when they saw Penix Jr. go, they must have been like, fucking hell, we just got Roman Dunze at nine.
Yeah.
Because everyone was like, they're not going to get one of those receivers. We thought Brock Bowers would be a good one.
Yeah.
But with him there, it was a no-brainer. They got the third best receiver in the draft, but he was so close to the other two. Like, it was literally picking nits which one you wanted. So he could end up easily being the best. I thought that was great.
Pick 10.
He also goes to a good team with Keenan Allen, veteran leadership, and DJ Moore, who's a number one.
Yep.
So he's not going to... JSN last year at Seattle. He's not going to have to be the fucking guy. Yeah. He can come in and just play that third string, play a bit of the slot, play in a good role and learn
how to be a professional.
And Keenan Allen will be a good vet for him.
100%.
Okay, what do we think JJ McCarthy for the Vikings?
I don't hate it. I thought I would.
I think I said on the Instagram post, I'm like, I want to hate this, but I don't.
I'm pretty sure I said last week he'll be in this range of 10 to 12.
And I don't think this was a reach. I think this was a perfect spot.
They
traded up. They gave the Jets a third round pick or something like that
because he would not be there.
Yeah, because it's apparently Denver were trying to get to pick 10 with the Jets to take JJ McCarthy.
Oh, okay.
And then the Vikings went, well, let's just swap picks and we'll give you a couple of guys. You still guaranteed to get your guy you want because you know we're taking McCarthy.
Yeah.
So you still get the app. Whereas if you trade back to Denver at 12, there's two picks between you.
Might,
if you take this quarterback, we're probably going to take a tackle.
What do you think of Bo Nix going at 12?
Ridiculous.
I called that, by the way.
I think it's... I saw a meme today that said that Bo Nix already looks like the retired NFL player trying to sell you a Ford Fiesta.
Yeah, no, Ford F-150.
Ford F-150.
Truck.
I was like, that's spot... And Brocky, keep this receipt because I want this to come up in years time.
Clip it.
There is no fucking chance this motherfucker is a good NFL quarterback.
Wow.
I agree with that. He's going to the shittest situation you can possibly go to.
He's got Zach Wilson there who's already salty that he didn't work out.
And you're not
going
to get to fuck any mums because Zach Wilson's just going to be plowing them all around town.
You know he's slim.
And you know Bo Nix is like a mum. He's a tall, handsome white guy. He likes a MILF. Now he's going to get zero of them. He's going to have to get trickle-down MILFs from fucking Zach Wilson. And
still would be first round picks for all of us.
And I'm certain.
Trickle down MILFs, I love it.
I'm certain that this cunt can't play. If he's great, come at me, everyone. I'll fucking cop it on the chin. But I'm saying right now, there is no world this guy is on Denver after his rookie contract.
You know
he's not going to be
able to.
You know
the greatest thing about it? His pro comp is Dak Prescott.
Yeah, except Dak Prescott, he doesn't have to fuck mums because he's black and he's hot.
So, yeah,
I think he gets the shoulders.
Super zesty.
White guys have got to go for the mums because they're not taking all the hot white chicks from the black guys. It's simple as that. You never been to a party? That's just nature.
Advantage.
And I don't blame the white girls or the black dudes for it. Play your cards. Play them hard.
Shoot,
motherfucker. Yeah, I'm right off Bo Nix.
He's going to struggle.
I thought at least Penix Jr., like, might be good, and the situation's good.
But
at least Penix Jr., right, if he sits behind Kirk Cousins for 2 years, they've got good receivers, they've got a good offense.
I get that, but there's
a selling point. He could be okay. It's a terrible pick. This is just a terrible player.
But like that's
a reach for a bad player who teams...
It's definitely a reach.
Like, no one thought he was going to go in the second round.
Yeah.
Now he's the 12th. Like, this is the 12th pick of the fucking draft.
Yeah.
Again, Dallas Turner is still available. Latu's still available.
Brock Bowers is still available. He might be the second best player in the draft.
There were so many. Chop Robinson, best name in football. I don't care what anyone says. He's taken it from Ndamukong Suh, the best name in football, Chop Robinson. That's what I mean. I just think it was a terrible pick.
Remember what I said to you for the preview? I said shitty teams reach for shitty quarterbacks?
Yes.
Yep.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Yep.
And 100%. Then talking about a team that got it right, and this feels very fucking unusual to say this.
The Raiders got it right, man.
They did. They got to this spot and they were like, what position right now has the greatest value? It's and the best available player.
They just got the best available
tight player. End. Brock Bowers was probably the best player left in the draft.
I said this will be my best pick of the draft.
It was unbelievable.
I think he's going to be the best player in the draft.
It's a steal.
I think so. And we all know that tight ends are few and far between. There's just not many of them.
There's not many.
They got the best one and potentially the best player at that point. It was the highest position value for the best player available. And he's a team need. He fits in perfectly. Yeah. I know they took Myers last year, the tight end. Beauty of the NFL is you can run two tight ends.
Yeah, I think that'll be really good.
And Brock Bowers actually can play receiver. He can play slot. He can play outside. You can do a lot with Brock Bowers.
Shout out to the Raiders.
Yep. Great pick by the Raiders. Then we get a bit Talis Fagua, who was another tackle. They think he'll play guard for the Saints. That felt like a bit of a we need an offensive lineman.
Yep, it's fine.
He'll probably play left tackle for them or left guard. And then we got the record-breaking year. We went 14 picks without a defensive player drafted.
Incredible.
Do you want to know what
it
the
really
most...
is, man.
It's normally fucking second or third pick. You normally
do you want to know what the most
player.
Ever was before? 8 picks. It was J.C. Horn a few years ago for the Panthers. Getting to pick 8. And it is not only the longest of picks the NFL draft's ever gone without a defensive player taken. If you take any point of the NFL draft over the whole lifetime of it.
Oh, that many picks.
You take 14 picks. There has never been 14 straight players from one side of the ball taken.
Can I just throw something in here?
Yes.
Do you think this has changed because the NFL is now limiting like the hip drop? You can't hip drop tackle. So it's becoming harder for defenses to actually play and I think it was just
draft.
Let's just put more points on the board.
Yeah, I think teams are rolling to that. Billy, yeah, I think you got a point.
I think Billy's onto that. I agree with.
I think it was a mixture of draft was stacked with receiver and quarterback according to everyone.
What I think it is, I think it's just the college game now is an offensive game.
Yeah.
So even if you take a receiver in the first round, if they don't work out, you don't want them at receiver, you can put them at fucking corner.
That's true.
And you can work something out.
And all the defensive guys are like fucking, there's no like pure edge rushers coming. Like you don't just get your guy anymore like your Myles Garrett where you're like, this guy is a pure pass rushing motherfucker. Even Dallas Turner was like,
Jordan Davis was a big guy, no one else had big guys.
No, everyone's Georgia. Just kind of like.
So James, my personal take is now that the NFL is so worried about possible sanctions with CT, all that scans, they're doing and injuries as well. They're doing everything they can to limit. It's like the AFL. They're doing everything they can to limit it. So it's like, well, the defensive players are going, well, what can we do? So now that you can't hip drop tackles, that's a fact. You're not allowed to do it. So they're putting more value now, and Nick Saban said this, there's more value now. I think you're going to find that corners, their stock's going to go up because they're going to require guys to play press man-to-man and be able to drop back in coverage. Because if you don't have them being able to play man-to-man, how do you stop the run? I think we're going to find more and more. The league's going to be more offensive of, okay, how many points can we sling?
Yeah.
And the defense is going to be like, okay, how do we stop this? Okay,
it's also a lot harder.
Good DBs, good safeties, because there's, the hard-hitting Myles Garrett, like your Nick your Bosa's, your Chase Young's, all those guys who lay the wood. That's all going to get flagged out. So I think the NFL will become a bit softer.
Yeah.
So you're going to
more fast.
Yeah, and more fast. So you're going to go, okay, well, we want speed and athleticism.
Also, DBs aren't as valued because the rule changes from college to NFL are very dramatic.
Yes.
Yes.
Like you can't do nearly as much in the NFL in terms of physicality.
Yeah.
So literally you have to be in a mate. Like cornerback would be the fucking worst professional position to play. It'd be horrible. Like you could towel a guy all day and then slip.
Yeah,
and then give a touchdown up, and you've
had a shit game,
and you could be terrible. Yep. Like, it would be so hard to play.
You could say that about playing tackle too. Like you could tell tackle
is very similar
for 50 snaps, and then you slip twice.
The difference with tackle is right. The difference with offensive line is you can get into a game where like if a guy's telling you up because he's a bit quicker than you, but he's a bit smaller,
you can
be like, hey, let's fucking run the ball over this guy.
Sure.
Hey, let's get the left guard and left tackle, and let's just double team this motherfucker into the ground 10 plays in a row.
Scheming
until he's got
and gassing.
You can't scheme against covering Justin Jefferson 1-on-1. You just can't.
You can put Sauce Gardner on him.
Sauce a good player. But as I said, few and far between.
And that's what I mean. You got corners coming through now where there's more value. I think you'll find there'll be a jump in stock value and they're going to be taken a lot higher.
It was just the draft too. Like it was a very offensively loaded draft. We knew that. And the top, and we haven't talked about this yet, but the lack of there's an absolute earthquake going on upstairs with my children running out. But
shout out
yeah,
to your two daughters.
The lack of underclass, when they call it, so people that aren't playing their senior year, it's the lowest ever amount of underclassmen in the NFL. So they reckon that the third and fourth round is now the equivalent of the old like fifth and sixth round.
It's just so
because there's not as many underclassmen because everyone's going back for their senior year because they're making the NIL money.
Yeah,
now,
the money,
which is great for college football.
Love
and
it.
Great for the
love
kids because kids are going back and finishing their fucking degrees.
Love to say
and
it.
And finishing their football career until they can't play anymore. Like if I was good enough to play college football, I would and be in the NFL, I'd be like, well, if I back myself, I'm that good. I'm going to play my senior year because I can never come back and play college football again. Once I'm gone, I'm gone.
It's exactly
and
right.
And the NFL will be there next year, and I'll make enough money. Like, my mind's a bit, I'll make enough money to fucking...
That's why everyone's
I'll get one NFL contract, and I'm not an idiot, so I'll fucking... I'll be rich.
And then like, after that, you're going to go into specialist coaching and charge people a fuckload.
Exactly. Like, I just back myself to be like, I'm going to be fine.
Game plan for life.
Game plan for life.
GP4L. Shout out
to the big man. Okay, let's move on.
James, moving on.
I thought Latu for the Colts was a really good pick. Byron Murphy was a bit of a reach for the Seattle. I know our boy Scotty didn't like it, but hey, big interior defensive lineman are hard to find. The pick I loved, and it was Minnesota Turner getting it done. They traded up for JJ McCarthy. Have you seen the clip when they said we're trading up to get Dallas Turner? Have you seen Kevin O'Connell's face? He cannot believe it.
Yeah, he's like,
this is what everyone thought. The Falcons were going to take a pick eight.
Well, they should have taken a pick eight.
Shocked that he was still available. Slipped. And, yeah, I get Latu going in front of him because Latu was pretty highly rated too. Very pure, strong. Latu actually was told 2 years ago he had to retire from football for medical reasons.
Oh, really?
Of his neck.
Oh, wow.
Same with Jalen Phillips a few years ago. He's now the Dolphins.
See, I'm not touching a guy like that if I'm a GM.
Apparently, well, he's gone back. He's played his last year. He's had all
clearances
from doctors.
I don't care.
Doctors.
I'm like, nah, I'm not touching you.
He's so good, though. He's such a good player. Dallas Turner was an absolute shock. I want to mention our man, Chop Robinson, going to Miami.
Great name.
Edge rusher. If that's not the best name in this draft, like, I know Kool-Aid McKinstry's funny, but Chop Robinson, that's a football fucking player name.
Sure.
That's a major league baseball name.
Out of Penn State, too.
That's coming up to the plate.
You know,
spitting your seeds out on the side. Doing your practice swing, telling the umpire to wait until you're fucking ready, then stepping up to the plate. That's Chop fucking Robinson.
He's
playing shortstop, like a Golden Glove shortstop.
He's left. He's thrown his dad the house keys and said, you're the man of the house now.
Look after mum.
I heard that's what Caleb Williams did when he left. He threw the keys to his... He threw the chopsticks to his mum and went, make sure you cook Dad a good dinner tonight.
Wow.
Chopsticks.
I don't know.
I got confused in there. It was great because Chop Robinson. No, Carlo was with
Asian.
The keys thrown to him and it broke his hand. He was like, Daddy, oh.
Daddy, my hand.
Daddy, oh, the bears.
The bears.
I got
drunk to number one. Yas.
Yas, queen. Sly.
Very
I'm going to Chicago.
That's what he's doing.
Sly.
His first completion to DJ Moore, he's going to turn the other line and goes, fucking slaying boys. And they're going to be like, oh, fuck this guy.
You see that clip I sent you? At the end, he's like,
the bears.
Hold him up, big boys. I'm about to slay.
It's like, I'm sorry. I've never heard a full grown man's voice that high.
I want to punch him in the mouth so bad.
And I know he can't help that. Like, we're attacking something he probably can't help, but that's a high pitched voice.
Nah.
Pick 22.
You can just talk lower. You got this one, Quinn and Mitchell.
I like this pick.
Cooper DeGene, but I said a corner would go. And it wasn't Cooper DeGene, it was Quinn Mitchell. I think he's going to be a good corner.
He'll be good.
I just watched that video for the first time.
Have you not seen it yet?
No, I haven't watched it today.
Me, it's so funny.
The Bears.
Our Bears.
That's a need for us because our corners suck.
And then you guys got Cooper DeGene in the second round too. Yeah. So you've actually picked up a couple of really good players. And obviously, you know, white Jackie Robinson. Fight the power.
That's us.
Retire his number right fucking now.
We got one for the all-white team.
Yeah,
we got one.
And he doesn't say the word because he's not allowed to.
No, we can guard Tyreek now.
He can't say the word. No way.
No matter how many black guys he's hanging out with in that defensive backfield,
gonna be?
He cannot say it.
You know what it's going to be now? Jesus Christ, it's Cooper DeGene.
And also, Cooper DeGene, I'm going to give you some tips. When they tell you that you have a free pass to say it, don't believe him. It's a fucking trap.
It's a trap.
Greg Olsen said it's fine.
Greg Olsen also said a lot of things in that rap video he had about the seventh floor.
Seventh floor mafia.
Seventh floor mafia. That is so good.
Hey,
what do you think? Like, I sometimes see old Facebook posts of mine, and I'm like, that's pretty bad for me. Like, some pretty bad shit.
I'm deleting them daily.
Can you imagine?
I get a memory. I'm like, brother,
what's that?
How often do you think Greg Olsen gets sent that?
Oh.
It'd be daily.
Oh,
or how often someone sees him and starts saying it to him.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
The cringe he would have to... Like, he's now like a father of four. Like, white... Like,
I don't know, because he's such a nice guy.
Tight-knit. Yeah. Like, yeah, it's the most... Guy, yeah. Like, you would never think he would have behaved that way back in college. And he was probably just trying to be one of the boys when he wasn't.
He was 100% trying to fit in.
But, fuck me. Boys. He must sit there and just be like, oh, shit, man.
The U.
It's actually a great fucking documentary.
Hey, pick 23, the Jags.
Yeah, I like Brian Thomas.
My guy. Yep. I like it. I like it a lot.
So apparently they traded up for this.
Yep.
The reason they missed out on wide receivers in free agency was because they thought they had Ridley. So it came out that they were like, up until 4 days into free agency, we were like, Ridley's re-signing with us. We're going to get Ridley back. We're all good. And then Ridley did the old, hey, peace out, hombres. I'm going, I can't even remember where he went now.
Deuce.
He's like, I'm out of here. So then they were kind of forced into this. But I think in terms of the fourth receiver in the draft, I think he's pretty good.
Yep.
Absolute burner. I really like Christian Kirk there. Engram. They've got some good players. EDN. I think it's a good fit. They need him. He's a good number two.
Tennessee Titans.
Good fit. Good player. Yeah, Ridley went to the Titans. But he's a good fit. Good spot. They didn't reach for him. It was just a good pick all round.
I had him going. Pick 27.
Yeah, I think it's a good. So I think it's right in the mark.
Yep.
I think the Chiefs got a good little receiver there too.
Yeah. Well, let's actually go to there. So they got Xavier Worthy, who broke the record for a 40-yard dash.
Yeah.
I just want to know when
he can run.
So being the fastest receiver in the draft, it's only a matter of time now till he gets in a car and fucking kills a few people.
Oh wow!
He's got speed to burn.
I'm just going off history.
Yeah. Well,
Henry Ruggs, Rice, both can run. Both can't drive cars.
It's
probably.
They're a class act.
He came into the press conference, they're like, all right, we're just going to get out there and talk. They're like, what are you going to do with your money and your first contract? He's like, I'm going to buy a really fast car.
I'm going to buy Hellcat.
All the Chiefs people were just like, we'll pick you up every day.
Yeah, I heard the Chiefs said you're not having a car.
Yeah, you're banned. Give us your license. Snip.
We'll get Jackson Mahomes to pick you up. We'll be safer that way.
Well, he's not a fucking 50-year-old woman.
Well, he's
can't
not,
protect herself.
He's not a drunk driver like Patrick Mahomes Sr.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Jesus.
Too much? Billy wasn't here, it's fine.
When Rice and Patty Mahomes' dad hang out in jail, that's going to be the ultimate irony for old Patrick Mahomes. Ultimate form of irony.
I said,
this guy could also be shit. Yeah, just because you can run doesn't mean you're any good.
No, you can't, but it's...
But if you're fast and you play with Patrick Mahomes...
It's a start. It's a good start, bro. Yeah.
Like, you can't stop speed and size. Yeah. And he's got one of them.
He's got
all reports...
Unless you're a
car
driving the speed limit.
Yes, true.
No, a car parked on the side of the road.
If they were honestly smart, the Chiefs had bribed some cops to pull him over and take his license, I think, for something bullshit. You can't drive anymore.
Can't drive anymore.
For 5 years.
Hey, what do you actually... If you're Henry Ruggs, what are you thinking right now?
I'm the biggest idiot in the fucking world. Yeah. If I'm Henry Ruggs, and I'm not saying he should do...
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be in jail for like 10 years.
Yeah.
If I'm Henry Ruggs, and I'm not saying he should do this, but I'm finding it really hard not to fucking kill myself.
Yeah.
Throwing away what he's thrown away, plus killing a young woman, plus killing her dog, which is maybe the worst thing he did.
Minimum of 36 months.
I genuinely don't know how you'd live with yourself.
How long did he get?
Minimum of 36 months. So three years.
So you'll be out in 3 years. You'll be back in the league.
Will
in
he play?
Yep.
Nah.
A team will take him.
Mate,
I'm telling you now, he'll come back.
Orlando McClain played again.
And they'll make it a comeback story. Oh, he's turned his life around. He's done this.
Comeback player of the year.
I've said it.
So he got a minimum.
Well, if someone no one dies, he probably gets it.
It's on the nose.
All plays for Chicago, plays for Cleveland.
He got a minimum of 36 months.
Yeah.
So if you're an NFL team, are you not saying after 36 months he comes out, you're going, I'm taking a risk on him. I'm signing him for minimal fucking money, but I'm going to give this guy an opportunity to prove himself and take a risk on him?
Yeah, I don't disagree.
Because he's an unbelievable talent. great speed, great athleticism. A lot of teams will shy away from him.
I think he's the Raiders will still own the rights to him, won't they?
I don't think he wants to play. Did they cut him? He's making $2.50 an hour in like jail, so like he might as well stay there.
He's clipping plates, man. He might not want to come out. You know, they say the safest place is behind locked doors.
I'll just say this. I've said it before in this podcast. Like, I don't know what these fucking boys are.
I live in Italy.
They're idiots.
Throwing their lives away, doing dumb shit. Like the position that you have, I just don't get it.
No. All right. Let's quickly go through the last. I'll talk Cowboys guy.
What do you think of Tyler Glenn?
I liked it. He's fucking huge.
Before that is eligible for August 2026.
Okay, so it's still a little
2 years away.
So yeah, I liked Guyton. He's fucking huge, huge. It's a need for the Cowboys. They traded back because they didn't see the value in getting a Brian. I thought they might have taken like try to get a Brian Thomas or a receiver. Yep. I think when Brian Thomas went, they kind of went, oh, let's move back and
That's smart by the Cowboys. Yep, fucking smart.
They traded back.
That time they did something fucking
still,
smart.
Still got the guy they wanted. They still got a good left tackle. Yeah, I had no problem with it. He's huge. And he'll get to work next to Trey Smith and a guy like Zach Martin. If you can't make it in the Cowboys' offensive line with the veterans and coaching it around you, I don't know if you can make it. So I think it's a good move. What about you? What do you think of the Ravens, Brocky boy?
Great pick. Nate Wiggins, fucking fast. Speed to burn. With Marlowe coming out of contract in 2 years' time.
No, corner.
Out of Clemson. That guy, a doll.
Out of Clemson, quick. The only one to run under 4-3 at the combine.
Do you guys see the Bills just kept trading back? That's like, nah, don't want it. They traded back and they took Keon Coleman with the first pick of the second round.
The Bills traded back because they realized they fucked up and went, we're just going to get the fuck out of here again because we can't make a pick now. They gave the team they can't fucking beat another fucking weapon.
Yeah, I know.
They need weapons.
Why didn't they just take it?
Like, Josh Allen needs weapons.
And I heard a good reasoning for this. They went back to the first pick of the second round.
They
had pick 28.
Yeah,
they swapped with the Chiefs, gave the Chiefs Xavier Worthy. But I understand their mindset.
What else
did
they get in that trade, though? Did they just go do a straight pick swap?
No. They got something else. I can't remember exactly what. But what they got in Keon Coleman, which I think suits Buffalo, because Buffalo gets fucking cold, and it's hard to run real fast in the cold. We know that. The field gets slippery. It's harder to get traction.
It's cold and can see.
So they got a big physical receiver for Josh Allen to be like, in the red zone, we're going to put this ball up to you.
Yeah.
Pair that with Kincaid and Dawson Knox, they're big.
Yep.
I genuinely think what the Bills are going to do, I think Josh Allen might win the MVP next year because they're going to run the fuck out of the football. They're basically going to be like, Josh Allen, carry this team. We've got big physical tight ends. We'll play two tight ends. We've got now a big physical wide receiver. We're going to run it up your fucking ass. Stop us if you can.
Yeah.
Can I just say, you guys know how much I love Joe Burrow. He's my boy. But I honestly think Josh Allen is probably the best quarterback in the league.
He hates him. I love him. I love Josh Allen.
He hasn't fucking done anything for all this hype. Fucking done?
I would argue he's done more than Lamar. He just doesn't have a trophy to say.
Doesn't have 100%. Two trophies.
If I think Josh Allen would have been as he would have been just as good an MVP last year as Lamar Jackson.
You got to win games. You got to be.
They won seven of their last eight games.
You have to be the number one seed.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I didn't get it.
But that's the thing.
The narrative wasn't there. I get it.
No, but it's not just a narrative. It's definitely a narrative. No, you can't just do it for half a season. You have to be the best quarterback for the whole year.
Yeah, that's how you
win games.
I think he was.
Did they win games all year?
They won enough. They won 11.
All right.
I reckon they won 10 games.
Anyway, I love Josh Allen. I think Josh Allen's a great football. He's not shit.
He's too white.
He might be too white.
Take Mahomes off the table. Yeah. Mahomes off the table. You're starting a franchise tomorrow.
Dak Prescott.
I'm a suck it.
Why are you going to come in here with that dumb shit, bro?
I don't know.
20 million.
Tomorrow,
I'm a suck it.
You're taking Lamar or you're taking
Joe Burrow?
Or you're taking Josh Allen?
I'm probably taking Joe Burrow. Actually.
I'm taking Josh Allen.
I'm taking Joe Burrow too.
If it's those two, I'm taking Lamar.
It's so hard between Allen and Burrow.
Yeah.
And like in fairness, I'm being disrespectful. Lamar's like one of the most dynamic fucking football players we've ever seen.
Absolutely.
And he's been unbelievable the last couple of years.
Yeah, he has.
So they're all pretty good picks, but I think after Mahomes, I want to run the fuck out of the football with two tight ends, I'm taking Josh Allen or Lamar.
Yeah.
I really don't care which one. I want a quarterback that can move. Burrow can't move for me. If I want to run four wide and sling the ball around.
Yeah.
I'm taking Joe Burrow. It just depends on what you want to do.
But that's what I want to do. That's why I want Joe Burrow.
Yeah, you want Joe Burrow. But it depends. Like, I'll put it in. If I'm taking anyone after Patrick Mahomes for the Dallas Cowboys, give me Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Because they've got great receivers.
He'd be a really good fit there, actually. Fuck.
That's what I'm
great fit there.
But if I'm taking it for the Miami Dolphins, give me fucking Lamar or Josh Allen because they can run the shit out of the ball and throw deep.
Yes.
And that's what Lamar and Josh Allen are great at.
But that's the thing. If I was starting...
Can you imagine Lamar in warm weather? How good he'd be? Fuck.
Yeah, that's the thing. If I'm starting a fucking franchise...
So Miami.
I would take Lamar and just build a fucking run game around like they've done this year.
Yeah.
And just fucking... You got Derrick Henry. Run... Try stopping him fucking do RPO with Derrick Henry fucking being the option.
Agreed.
Like, I think Lamar gets a lot of unnecessary hay. He's good. Lamar.
Yeah. All right, I think we got to wrap this one up. We're up to over an hour. Anyone else have anything else we want to talk about before we get out of here?
Has Spencer gone?
The rat dog?
Nah, the rattler's going to go.
What do we reckon?
To the Jets tomorrow.
Luke McCaffrey went pick 100 to
He can't
Washington.
Be a bust because he was such a late pick. I don't think he's athletically good enough to play receiver.
I think he's got a big name to live up to.
I think unfortunately, every wide receiver that's wide I see, I just think of who's the Raiders wide receiver that they cut? They just cut.
Hunter Renfrow.
Yeah. He'll be okay. He'll get open at times. Cole Beasley. A lot of them lack just that pure athleticism, which is, I'm not being racist. They're just not athletic enough. That's why Cooper DeJean's such an anomaly.
White guys.
So fast.
What?
We can't run or fuck
off. African Americans are proven to be faster, stronger than white people.
No. I know what you're thinking.
And it's proven.
I didn't say anything.
I will mute you, motherfucker.
Did you
see in his eyes what he was about to do?
I saw it.
Simple maths, I have not seen any white guy resembles... who was a receiver at Ole Miss? Place in Seattle.
DK Metcalf.
DK. Went blank.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a white guy like DK.
They
don't exist,
bro.
Exactly.
The only black guy I've seen like DK is DK.
Three bags of Skittles.
Megatron was pretty good. Yeah.
If
we'd had all the media around Megatron that we have around DK Metcalf, I reckon we would have seen some shit.
Yeah.
There wasn't all the shit back then when Megatron was in his prime.
I don't think Megatron was like that.
No one was filming training. No one was doing shit.
Megatron's not like
that. Wasn't that dude?
Ocho was like the same fucking time period and you heard all his shit.
That's true.
Terrell Owens, same time period.
Yep.
You heard all his shit.
True.
Like he just wasn't that type of guy.
They fucking love T.O.
Shout out T.O. He's so good.
Did you know why I love T.O.? Because when he ran a slant from the five yard line in the red zone, no one stopped him scoring.
Yeah,
you couldn't stop him.
Megatron wasn't like that. The most he did was he said he's not going into the Detroit Hall of Fame until they make the playoffs.
And then he went in this year.
Cool. He accepted his award to go in this year.
And I would too if Dan Campbell told me to. I'd do anything he told me to.
Also, the worst thing with
Tony. Tiny little hot take to finish off.
Hit me.
The Atlanta Falcons GM, what's his name? Do we know his name? Off the top of my head, I can't
remember. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. He's gone.
He won't have a job by OTAs.
He's putting notice. He's putting notice in.
Do you want to know why he's going to have a job?
Go
because they're going to pay him. They're going to have him on a 5-year
contract. No. It's not that.
Pay him out.
Look at his skin color.
Oh, my God.
Rooney rule.
Also, nah.
No, he won't have a job by
OTAs. I also understand. I understand his theory on it. It's just a terrible time to do it.
It's just dumb.
You should have done that next year when you were good.
Jay, we have beef.
Oh, we got beef.
We have beef.
All right, we gotta get
shit.
We have beef.
Who's got beef?
Heisman Trophy.
We got beef.
Oh!
Talk about it.
Okay, let's go. I love this. Go.
There you go.
I can't remember his fucking name now.
Reggie Bush.
Reggie Bush deserves his fucking trophy.
100%.
Okay. So before we get into the beef, to explain to the viewers and listeners what happened.
See, I posted on our story. I literally just put the breaking news up.
No, explain what happened with Reggie Bush.
Yeah. Reggie Bush
got his Heisman taken off him because he fucking cheated.
He took some money. Okay.
He
took some money.
Was taking money just... Yes or no answer. Was taking money a breach of the rules?
Okay, Johnny Manziel, did he breach the rules?
He didn't get caught.
Okay, he got caught. They are all taking money.
Okay.
This is the Lance Armstrong.
And then he got his thing taken off him, his Heisman. Okay, then now what's happened?
He's got his Heisman back. They're giving it back to him.
Why?
Because they're allowed to take money.
Because now they're allowed to take money.
But
so now they're giving it back to him because they're allowed.
You're defending the NCAA and the Heisman board.
No, I'm not defending anything. I don't care that Reggie Bush, he deserved his Heisman.
Should OJ Simpson still have his fucking...
OJ Simpson.
You guys are all over the shop. Hang on a minute.
OJ Simpson paid for his crimes by going to jail. He didn't breach any NCAA rules.
He didn't pay for...
He allegedly killed a woman... After he was out of the NFL.
He was out of the NFL
That's nothing to do with his Heisman.
Yeah, but hang on.
There's been plenty of pieces of shit that have won a Heisman.
Take them all away then.
No, why?
Take them all away.
Because they haven't being a piece of shit's not against the rules.
So you can breach the rules.
Taking money's against the rules. It's simple.
They found out afterwards, though.
So what's your stance?
My stance is he shouldn't have got his Heisman back. He broke the rules. He got caught. George, as a father, there's this thing, right? It's called action and consequences.
Yeah, cause and effect.
He cheated. He knew he was cheating. He got caught, which is shit. It's shitty got caught. I agree. And agree the NCAA are fucking corrupt, all that shit. I agree with all of it. But he got caught. Punishment. Was he lost his high... You reckon that's all it was?
Hey, that's all he got caught.
You're not a naive
guy. All he got. Hang on. You're saying got caught. That's all he got caught for.
What happened to Cam Newton? Cam Newton got kicked out of fucking school for cheating.
It's only
because he won his Heisman after he got kicked out.
Yeah, he had to go play JUCO for a year.
The only reason he hasn't lost his Heisman because he got caught before it.
Laramie Tunsil was taking fucking money all 3 years at Mississippi State.
Yeah, but okay.
Did they catch
it? And it's a well-known thing. Yes.
It was investigated. Did he have a Heisman they took off him?
No, but that's the thing.
No, because he didn't win a Heisman.
Then kick him out of the fucking... He can't be... college player then. If he got caught taking money,
my thing, my thing,
death penalty.
What was his punishment?
Hold up. My thing is, you look at guys like Johnny Manziel, who the NCAA were profiting so much, as he documents in his thing. They're not going to suspend me because they're making too much money. The NCAA is so corrupt.
Yeah.
I think, fuck it, give him back his Heisman because you know why? No. Johnny Man, they could tell. They
action
knew,
and consequences.
They knew Johnny Manziel was signing autographs for money. But the NCAA could not suspend him because...
He was too powerful. And he also had this great lie that tricked everyone because he told him his family were all rich. Like Manziel pulled the absolute wool over. He embarrassed the NCAA.
No, but it wasn't just...
Because George can be the George is going to be can the... Can I finish it?
Sorry, I'm with you, Brock. I'm with you.
So Reggie Bush was taking money with every other player and only one person got punished for it.
Yeah.
That's how it worked. Only one person was punished for it.
Because he got caught.
So no, but they were all got caught.
I speed every day. If I don't get caught, I don't get
caught. No, but the whole team got caught.
Billy might drive fast tomorrow and
The whole team got caught. The whole team.
Did they?
Yeah, they knew the whole team was getting paid. But only one person lost their Heisman.
Could they only prove one?
They fucking have the boosters giving them money.
Didn't they take
the same with Miami U as well.
Championship off them as well?
No.
They didn't take the championship off the team?
So
hang on.
Can I give my 2 cents?
Yes, give me 2 cents.
So I disagree with Brock because basically what he's... I think the summation of what he's saying is that if everyone else is doing it, it's okay to do it.
Thank you. Actions and consequences.
And that, in my opinion...
It's the wrong way to look at life.
...is wrong.
No.
It was unfair. He's only the one that got caught. I agree.
That's my issue.
But who decides fair? Life's fucking unfair.
Exactly. That's fucking
life. Who decides fair?
It's a terrible business.
Nobody does. We don't live in a world anymore where...
Mate, we're grown men. We live in a real world.
Everything needs to be fair in life.
All my point... And don't get me wrong. I'm happy he got his Heisman back. I am happy. He deserves his Heisman. I'm not saying that. He won a Heisman. He deserves it. He was unbelievable in college. Yes. He deserves it.
He might be one of the best college players ever.
My point is,
it was one of the best seasons
it's a
of all time.
Terrible message. The message you are sending with giving it back to him is you can break the rules and there's no consequences.
But that's what society is sending today.
That's what I'm saying. So why do we agree with it then?
Mental health crisis.
So why do we agree with it then?
I don't agree.
You're the biggest thing that says people don't have any consequences. This is the exact fucking idea of what our world is now, that you fuck up and 5 years later we'll forgive you and give everything back to you.
You can't... if your
that's
kid,
my point. If your that's kid, my only point
if
to
you,
it.
If your kid did something wrong and they knew it was wrong and they turn around and said to you, oh, yeah, but everyone else was doing it, so fucking what? It's
I'd not be good like, enough. If everyone jumped off a cliff, would you?
It's not good enough.
Everyone said it. Everyone's heard it.
Yeah, shit, he got caught.
Anyway.
But like I said...
Let's never beef again. I hate it.
Fuck you, J.A.
I love you.
Fuck you, J.A.
You are my world.
Out bench press me, motherfucker.
I'm going to kiss your mouth while you bench press.
Very zesty. I love it.
Tell me you don't love me.
Play on.
Exactly. All right, boys. Billy, thank you for two shows in a row, mate.
I appreciate you having me on the show. It's been fun.
You're now even with Scotty for shows, so now you guys got he's done two.
He has done two.
Yeah, he did one.
So now you should got a fight for who gets the third one in a row. But
who's going to get the win?
Much as I've loved Billy Scotty being here, I'm looking forward to going back to the three best friends.
Bench press comp.
Oh, you're in trouble.
Nah, it's been good, guys. Thanks very much.
We really appreciate you.
I love
you,
Billy.
And you did a lot of really good work, Billy. The effort you put into it was really cool.
Fuck Scotty, Billy can have my spot when I'm away.
Wow.
Fuck yeah.
Fucks,
I don't know if I can sign that off.
I don't want the height seat to change. So like we need a level five.
I'm team Scotty, so George has to decide.
I'll shout out fuck Scotty.
Sorry,
adios.
Peace out, everybody.
Say boys.
Yo, welcome to the show. Gather round, listen close. We got George, Watson, J.A. bringing you the most NFL podcast. It's about to go down. Three of me